just disappointed in how we play.
What is going on with your shoulder?
You know, I'm not going to get into, you know, discussing those things right now, and let Coach comment on the injury stuff. So that's the last thing I'm going to do as far as my body and all that stuff. So.
Do you think you'd be able to play this week?
Again, I'm not going to comment on whether I can play, my physical status, all that stuff. I'm just going to I'll answer questions, you know, outside of that.
Will you comment on whether you try to practice Wednesday?
Again, you know, we'll see how it goes Wednesday, but I'm gonna let I'll let Coach handle all those things.
Hey, Josh, the blitz you got hit late on, did you take a helmet to the chin on that?
It looked like it on the tape. It looked like it on the tape, got underneath me pretty good.
Would you say that's probably some of the hardest you've ever been hit collectively in one game?
They did a good job, but I've had some others, you know, similar type games like that. So they are physical defense for sure. They played hard.
And do you feel, you know, confident? I mean, after you see a game like that, it seems, you know, like it's going to be a long season. But how do you feel about, you know, after watching the film today, about your guys' chances of kind of bouncing back?
I feel great about our chances of bouncing back. There's no flinch in any of us, and so I think we understand, you know, the things that happened yesterday and the corrections that we need to make, and then we'll bounce back and move forward. So I think everybody is has full confidence in one another and our abilities to do that.
Do you think it took a step backward though yesterday as a team?
Take a step backwards as a team? You know, I think you know, anytime you lose a game, it's not a step in the right direction, that's for sure. So, I don't know. I don't think we took a step backwards, though. I just think, you know, we lost that game. We didn't play well. You know, we're capable of better, and so it'll be how we bounce back. That's what will matter the most.
How do you keep the momentum, the bad momentum, from kind of building and the season getting ahead in the wrong direction?
You just got to focus on your preparation and really bear down in that aspect as far as throughout the work week, and then when we go into these games, gotta take that preparation to the field and transfer it over and take care of your job, do your job the best you can, and just stack up good plays. That's what we gotta do, and not have negative things that were happening the other day.
Josh, along those lines, how alarming are the number of penalties and the types of penalties yesterday?
Well, you just you can't have them, you know, obviously, and so we've all got to do a better job of looking inside of ourselves and figuring out, you know, each guy to a man, what it is that we did to contribute to that, and then do our part to fix it. So because it's hard to go on the road and to do those things and win a football game, and so we gotta fix that stuff.
Josh, this is obviously so important to you. You put your heart and soul into this. How is important for you? How important is it for you to want to get back out there and kind of get this thing going in the right direction?
Yeah, I want to get back out there and get going because of all those things you just said. Because we've spent so much time, you know, and ain't just me. Every guy in this locker room puts his time in. The coaches upstairs and. You want to be rewarded for your work and your effort, but in order to do that, you got to go out and make that happen on Sundays. You got to go out and make the plays necessary to win the football game, and don't make the critical mistakes that hurt us. So I'd absolutely love to be back out there.
Well, you've been very understanding of your place on this team in relation to Manziel. Do you think there's going to be a point in the season where the Browns are just going to say we have to see him play?
You know, I don't know. I'm only focused on this week right now, and that's all I can be concerned with, because you know, my job is to do everything I can to get, you know, healthy and see where that takes me, and then be ready to go. And so that's my focus. I don't look too far down the line as far as that's concerned.
Did you hit your funny bone when you crashed into that wall, or was it more Because you were shaking it like it was.
Yeah, I just hit my elbow.
Just, I know you're not trying to fumble, and you know you have to protect the ball, but is there anything you can do to hang on to it, or is it just too much guys, you know, too much traffic?
Well, I mean, one of them, the first one yesterday, it was just traffic, and you just got to do the best job you can. No, I look back at the tape, and even at the time, felt like I had two hands on the ball. That's the main thing, is you don't want to have one hand on the ball. So as best you can, have two hands on the ball. And I couldn't really tell from the tape angle, but I felt like yesterday I did. And so sometimes those things happen. But if you feel it kind of closing, you just kind of go on down, is maybe, you know, the best of a bad situation. And the second one, when you're throwing the ball and you get hit, there's nothing you can do right. about it. Just part of those things happen.
Josh, was that a late push by Laurinaitis there before you hit the wall?
Coming back? Everything happened so fast. I thought my feet were in the paint, and you know, it might have been a little late, but you know, it's their judgment.
I know we asked you this yesterday, but now that you've seen Barron's hit, are you surprised they didn't take you out to check you for a concussion?
No, I didn't think about it then, and then it was a good hard hit, but he got underneath me, and I didn't feel like at the time it was something like as far as or my head or like it was a hard helmet shot. It was more of my body than anything.
Josh, kind of a follow-up to Tony's question, if you are healthy and can play on Sunday, would it come as a surprise to you if they went with Manziel this week?
Well, I mean, for right now, I got to get healthy. So, you know, I'm not going to deal in hypotheticals. I'm just going to worry about where I'm at right now and move forward from there.
Since you guys practice silent count all week, I mean, should that have been a problem in that game? You had like six penalties on the offensive line. Not all were false starts, but a lot of them were.
Well, obviously, any of those types of penalties, we don't want to be an issue. And so, you know, from my end of it, I just look at what can I do to clean that up and make that more clear, make sure everybody's on the same page with that stuff. And so, you know, I'll take as much ownership as I can of that and make that, you know, make it better for our guys. So we do a good job of mixing up the cadence and doing the things that we need to do to help give us an edge, especially when you're playing pass rushers like that. But it's unfortunate. And you know, those penalties, when you keep backing up and backing up, they hurt you. And so, you know, it starts with me in the huddle and make sure those guys were all on the same page with that and move forward.
How frustrating was it to be, you overcame so much and were still in that game when it was 10-6. And that one series, you had overcame three penalties at that pass to Travis would have stayed.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was a real bummer. It is. I mean, it's just frustrating. As you just said, it's not a whole lot else you can say. It is what it is. It's very frustrating, and we have to eliminate those things because it's, you know, in the NFL, it's the margin for error is slim, especially when you're playing against a good defense at home, and so you can't have those kind of mistakes. And felt like we had some momentum going there, and then you know, get some of those things caught back. But you know, we got to keep grinding, try to figure out a way to overcome those things, and you know, put ourselves in a better position.
On that last sack fumble, it almost looked like there could have been a flag thrown there for any number of different things. I mean, I saw him clearly grab your face mask. I saw him grab your ankle, but just the whole thing.
No, that's – it's very rare. Like, well, I don't say very rare. There are times, but it's hard, like, during the play sometimes go, that should be a penalty. I mean, when it gets, like, blatantly grabbed, but I didn't feel it. You know, I didn't feel like he pulled me down or anything like that. So just felt like it was a kind of a bang-bang, quick happening play. And, the only thing I thought of was I thought I threw the ball. I thought it came out forward, you know. So I was hoping to be ruled an incomplete pass because Gary did a good job. It was just a bummer because Gary did a good job winning on the route and feel like we would have had another completion to him. But anyway, it was unfortunate that it happened.
Josh, from your perspective,
Ethan Manziel stayed fully prepared since week three when you went back in as the starter, you know, in case he has to go again?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Kevin does a great job of you know, doing the extra things behind the scenes as far as, and even like at practice behind the play with both Johnny and Austin, of just getting those guys ready and not letting their minds drift. It's easy when you're not getting reps to just go out there and kind of your mind drifts and you're in and out. But Johnny's focused on every play. He's going through the reads mentally. Austin's doing the same thing. You know, just watching the tape just then, I was proud of the way he came in and played. He looked poised, and he looked like a guy that was prepared and had a plan. And so I think that's obviously a sign of growth, and it's a good thing. And it's obviously what we want out of any young player, is just to see those guys getting better. And so I think he does a great job with his preparation every week, and that's a credit to Kevin.